This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I've talked about the rusty-patched bumblebee before, but it bears repeating. RPBB, as I'm calling him, has declined by 87% in the last 20 years. The species is likely to be present in only 0.1% of its historical range. There are many potential reasons for RPBB decline, including habitat loss, intensive farming, disease, pesticide use, and climate change. There's a role everyone can play in conserving this beneficial pollinator. For starters, if you make resolutions, resolve to add more native plantings. Even if you take out just a small portion of lawn, you're helping. There are so many wonderful plant choices, and I have a list of some of those, at least, on my website, gardenbite.com, to make it easier. More and more municipalities want homeowners to lose the lawn. In fact, as mentioned, the state of Minnesota is offering grants to some homeowners and landowners to help facilitate native plantings. The Lawns to Legumes program offers a combination of workshops, coaching, planting guides, and cost-sharing funding for installing pollinator-friendly native plantings in residential lawns. Minnesota residents, sorry Wisconsin, can apply to be reimbursed for up to $350 in costs associated with establishing a pollinator habitat in their yards. Applications for the first round of funding will be accepted through February 28th, and they'll notify you by March for spring installations. I have links from my website to apply online. So what do these plantings do? They support the multiple insects that support our food and ecological systems. Pollinator plantings also provide water quality, carbon sequestration, and other ecosystem benefits. Find out much more on GardenBite.com, all of which is applicable throughout the Upper Midwest. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.